This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters demonstrated outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. yesterday, demanding an end to the Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Earlier today, Israeli airstrikes killed at least six people across the destroyed home of a large extended family early on Wednesday. Hamas-run Al-Aqsa Radio said one of his reporters was killed in an airstrike in Gaza City. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told foreign diplomats Wednesday as he sought to rally report, quote, "We are engaged right now in a forceful deterrence." A group of UN human rights experts said in a statement Tuesday that the actions of both sides could amount to war crimes. President Joe Biden and administration officials have encouraged Prime Minister Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials to wind down their bombardment of Gaza. But the president's bid to highlight his domestic plans were overshadowed yesterday by the growing violence in the Middle East. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
At a Ford Electric Vehicle Center in Michigan, the president looked to make the case that his infrastructure plans will help steer the nation's future.
The future of the auto industry is electric.
By a scheduling quirk, he was in Dearborn, a city nearly half Arab American and a few miles away. Amer Zaher, with a group called New Generation for Palestine, says the president's a war criminal.
He is participating in and funding the murder of our families.
The White House is under intense pressure to intervene in the Israeli-Palestinian violence, but insists quiet diplomacy is the best path, while privately encouraging the Israelis to wind down their Gaza bombardment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. India is reporting the world's highest single-day death toll from the COVID-19 pandemic. The health ministry Wednesday said 4,529 people died in a 24-hour period, the first time the South Asian nation posted more than 4,500 single-day deaths during the pandemic. India now has 283,248 COVID-19-related deaths out of more than 25.4 million total infections, placing it second behind the United States, which leads the world with 587,219 deaths out of a confirmed 32.9 million total infections. From Japan, the draft of a defense white paper for 2021 was disclosed on May 13th. In light of China's intensifying military activities around Taiwan, the white paper states for the first time that the stability of the situation in Taiwan is important for the security of Japan and the stability of the international community. In a new section focusing on relations between the United States and China that is increasingly confrontational, the paper says political, economic, and military rivalry between them is becoming more apparent. The paper then expresses strong security concerns about China. The paper is set to be reported at a cabinet meeting in July. Despite damaging allegations suggesting Bill Gates pursued women who worked for him, don't expect changes to his roles at the two iconic institutions he co-founded. That would be Microsoft and his namesake philanthropic foundation, raising accountability concerns from critics. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation says it is not investigating the allegations in the media. Microsoft Corporation said the company hired a law firm in late 2019 to conduct an investigation after a Microsoft engineer alleged in a letter that she had a sexual relationship with Gates over several years. Gates' private office spokesperson called it an affair almost 20 years ago, which ended amicably. Amazon says it will extend its ban on police use of its face recognition technology beyond the one-year pause it announced last year. Amazon and other technology companies have been under pressure from civil rights activists and their own workers to halt the sale of face recognition technology to law enforcement agencies. One concern is that the technology can incorrectly identify people with darker skin. Last June, Amazon announced that it would pause its use of facial recognition for a year. Seattle-based Amazon.com did not say on Tuesday why its ban was extended or how long it would last. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.